ministry keeps foster kids safe as Hurricane Ike evacuees struggle. Zimbabwe's Unity government brings believers hope for freedom. And a resource kit helps churches understand the plight of persecuted believers. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, the daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Hurricane Ike evacuees along the Texas coast faced an indefinite wait as the cleanup begins. Greg Eubanks is the director of Buckner Children's Village in Beaumont, Texas, one of the hard-hit areas. He says they evacuated 42 foster children and staff last week to Camp Buckner. How they did it was a mark of their care for these kids.
Our kids don't need another escape from danger in the middle of the night. So we've done our best to make this almost like a vacation for our kids.
There's been moderate damage to the home, so it could be a while before they can go back. Eubanks says their staff's been focusing on daily lessons in God's Word to help ease the kids' stress.
I think the first one started with the story of Abraham having to leave his home and leave his family and go where God told him to go, and the fact that he would be protected and God would bless him and make him a blessing to others. We've heard the story shared about how Jesus calmed the storm, and that in the middle of storms in your life, that your Father and Christ are able to calm those storms for you if you'll let them.
Meanwhile, the death toll in Haiti has soared to 600 after the latest tropical storm Ike swept through. Tier Fund has provided $10,000 in relief aid, and Compassion International will use these funds where most needed. All hopes of harvesting a rice crop have also been destroyed by the storms, further compounding the food crisis. Compassion is evaluating immediate needs, which will determine where the money will be best used. Pray for conditions in Haiti to improve and for relief funds to be well used. You're listening to Mission Network News. Zimbabwe's political rivals set aside deep differences and agreed to a power-sharing deal intended to end the government crisis. Global Aid Network's Charles Detter says this week,
there was an agreement signed between the current party in office and the presidency, as well as with the Movement for Democratic Change, and we're hoping that that collaborative government might bring about a greater opportunity to worship Christ, as well as for the economy to turn so that the needs of people might be better met.
The political violence that broke out forced the ministry to delay some of their work. However,
it is now possible once again for humanitarian aid to be distributed to people in great need. And so while we're encouraged that aid that we have shipped will now be able to be distributed to people, there's still a tenuous and difficult situation there.
Pray that their partner staff will have new opportunities to demonstrate the gospel through the aid. Meanwhile, Shepherd's Ministries' Dr. Bill Amstutz says people with developmental disabilities qualify as an unreached people group, and they're doing their best to reach them. Unfortunately, it's a big proposition.
This people group represents 2-3% of the world's population. That could be as much as 150 to 200 million people with developmental disabilities worldwide, a tremendous unreached people group.
As more and more of their residents come to Christ, discipleship's needed. That's why they've hired a director of spiritual life to help these believers understand their gifts and use them to lead more people to Christ. But even that isn't enough, says Amstutz.
We believe that the way that we can multiply ourselves the best is to team up with local churches and raise up ministries all over the country.
Not only can they reach people with developmental disabilities, but also their families. If you'd like to start a ministry in your church, go to missionnetworknews.org. And the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church is coming November 9th. Held on the second Sunday of November, IDOP is a global day of intercession for persecuted Christians worldwide. This year, Open Doors USA is making available a free resource kit that includes a video, fact sheets, PowerPoint slides, everything you'll need to help inform and guide your congregation in praying for persecuted Christians. If you'd like more information, go to our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Persecution against Christians is growing around the world. For a suggested donation, Eminent wants to help you learn about it with a book and CD called Better Than Life. These two resources will help you understand today's persecuted believers, while the music will inspire you to share your faith no matter what the cost. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.